that's right. We are here this afternoon. And boy, have we got a lot of fun things going on with Healthy Learners. That's right. Becky McIntosh is back with us here today. She's been working hard pulling this all together. Last year, they had 36 teams at County Bank and Burton Center and Sports Break and all kinds of teams. And this year, I understand you got more teams.
We have more teams. We are going to have, we're looking at 48 teams, and it may actually be more than that. We are so excited.
That is terrific. That is terrific. Now, who would think that a spelling bee would be something that would get people excited?
Well, I think it's because, it has to do with school children, and that's always an exciting thing. You think about school children and them succeeding in school, so the goal is exciting, and then it's competitive, and most people have a competitive spirit.
Right.
And it was very competitive last year with our 36 teams, and this year there are 48 teams.
48 teams.
Yes, even more competitive.
And last year, who won?
Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church came in first place.
Isn't that amazing?
It was amazing. They were great. And our second place was Greenwood First ARP Church.
So the churches beat out
churches
some of these others.
Did very, very well. And third place was the Lynx at Stony Point.
I don't know how Jim Medford took being third, though.
Yeah, he's already told me. I saw him at Morning Blend last week, and he said, you know, we are going to win this year.
Well, you got to be able to spell, Jim. Are you practicing your spelling, right?
Right. Except he's not on his team. He puts together a team, obviously a very good team, because they were right up to the last round last year. And he cheers them on. He and Denise were there and cheering them on from the sides.
And he's the one taking the $20 out of his pocket to pay for those by where they mess up?
Well, actually, truth be known, the Stony Point team never missed a word in round one, two, or three.
Wow.
That's when you take out the $20 buybacks, and I can explain that a little bit for those that weren't there. The team, four-member team, collaborates for 30 seconds on how to spell the word, and then Shell Dula, our timekeeper, blows the whistle and says, time's up, spell the word. And then the team captain prints the word on a piece of paper. It's a judge standing beside every team. And then Monique Bagwell will spell the word out loud. And that's when you decide or you learn who got it right, who got it wrong. And everybody that got it wrong, a red flag is raised by that table. So all the spectators are looking to see did their team win or not.
Sure.
Or that particular word. And if a red flag goes up, it's like, oh no. But then they can buy the word for $20. And that's my favorite part of the night because I think ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching every time I see a red flag.
Right.
Well, there are four rounds. One beginning, two intermediate, three difficult. You can buy back words. In the fourth round, you cannot buy words. So in the case of several teams, the only time they got a word wrong was in the challenge round.
So.
And that's where it stops. So that challenge round, we find out who the real spellers are.
Now, how do people prepare for this? I mean, are there lists to work with? I mean,
no,
how do they work with this?
We do not give out a list. It tickled me last year that some people said, well, when do we get a copy of the list? And I said, what? Of course not. This is a fundraiser, and people just, you know, use their best guess. I don't know. The four people get to collaborate, as I said, and they have pencils and pens or paper to write out, practice the word.
But they don't have a spell check computer there.
No, they don't. And no devices.
Smartphones or anything?
I'll tell you who some of the people. Healthy Learners was one of the recipients of the Valentine August charity sale,
yes,
along with several other nonprofits in Greenwood.
I think it
we appreciate
13,
that.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. And I commented to Val that I was glad they were having a team this year, because last year they were sponsored but did not have a team. Well, they were the first ones to sign up for a team this year, so that was a good indication that people that were there last year wanted to have a team. He said, Yeah, we got all figured out. We're going to have our laptop under the table. And of course, he was kidding.
Joking,
Right. And I have heard that so many times. I went to the Super Networking Night.
Right.
A wonderful event by our Greenwood Chamber, of course. And I talked to so many people that night that said, I've been studying, I've been practicing, I've been working crossword puzzles. I heard that helps. It just tickles me how it's being talked about and people are excited about it.
Absolutely. Well, it's a real fun event, and it raises funds. And the big thing about it is if you want to come out and watch, it doesn't cost you a thing.
That's right. There's the free admission. And I will tell you, the parking lot fills up. But that's okay. There's like football games and basketball games. We all go and get there and have a good time. So you come to the Emerald High School gym, and we'll start right at 6:30, not, you know, a minute after, because we want to finish 4 rounds in 2 hours. And we can do that. So that is our goal, and it's free admission. And there'll be concessions. We have Papa John's Pizza and Chick-fil-A popcorn. So if you're coming right from work or some other meeting, that's fine. You can grab a sandwich on the way in.
Absolutely. But, you know, what people pay, it's the teams that pay to do a team.
Yes.
Correct. And then, of course, you're looking for them to misspell words, so they want to stay in, so they have to pay to keep them in the game. And with 48 teams right now from 36 last year, that's a huge plus there, Becky.
It really is. It really is. You take the 48 teams. It does cost $200 a team, and they pay that when they register. And that, you know, we pick up $96,000 right there.
9,600.
Oh, my goodness.
96,000. I'd like that. Woo, there you go.
9,600. And then we also have some wonderful sponsors. But the ka-ching part, the $20 per word, adds up. Last year at the event itself, right there, just counting cash and checks brought in, was about $4,000.
And last year, as a first-year event, you raised $18,000.
Yes, we did.
That is pretty awesome. So what are you kind of thinking you might do this year?
Well, our original goal was to raise 20. Well, we know now that we already have that in sponsorships and teams. So everything above that is gravy, and we're really excited.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. So these are the things that are happening with Healthy Learners. This is coming up on the 27th, which is next Tuesday.
Week from Tuesday, soon.
Right, a week from tomorrow, folks. So put that on your calendar. If you want something fun and different to do, this is an up-and-coming event here. So exciting.
And I want to tell you some more about it at some point.
Sure.
I didn't know if we were...
No, we can talk a little more. Yeah,
it's great that Lander has stepped up to the plate this year in two ways. Well, last year, all of our judges, there's a judge at every team, so we're looking at 48 judges, last year 36. They're all Lander sorority sisters, and that's a real credit to them. We invited them to do this, and they said yes, that would be a really good way for them to help the community as well, because we needed people to do that. The other thing is that Lander has two teams this year, which we're real excited about. There's one that the foundation is they registered last year and had a team, but this year there also is a team from their educational department.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So, you know, that just shows the competitive spirit that they would, and that's our local university, and that's wonderful. Piedmont Tech, of course, has a team, as they did last year, and several churches have teams, and we have, I think this is great too, we have some of the other nonprofits participating, because we all help each other. You know, I get involved with Waggleween. You know, I'm on the YMCA board. We all do things to, you know, help out. We write checks when we feel the need to do that. And so we have Humane Society has a team, and Bowers Rogers has a team. United Way has a team, and Burton Center. And I just think that's a tremendous, you know, it's one of the many assets of Greenwood County, is how we all work together.
Absolutely. And that's what's always been such a good thing about Greenwood, is they have always stepped up when there was a need. I personally think it's because of the mill villages and the cohesiveness of the community during that time, where the mill was the major force in a community, because you don't see it in as many communities. But we still have that cohesiveness, and the mill villages, the different villages, I think they came together and they supported each other so much then that it just became ingrained in those that have been here for a long time. And for those that move in, they see it as a very culturally positive attribute of Greenwood.
I like that idea. I never thought of it as coming from that, but it makes sense. It really does make sense, because it is the community, community ship, is that a word? Is strong in Greenwood.
That's right. So anyways, that's part of what's going on. We're going to be talking about a lot of things with healthy learners for what it does for the community. You may not know, you may not have ever had anything to do with it, but this may be a charity that you become interested in and want to work with and help out. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here. We're talking with Becky McIntosh. She is the Fund Development Coordinator, there you go, for Healthy Learners right here in Greenwood. And, you know, when we talk about this spelling bee, it might be interesting for people to know, you know, when you came on board with Healthy Learners, you wanted to help them raise funds. They desperately needed it. And I guess the question is, how do you come up with something different?
Well, that's exactly what we tried to do, and we were very fortunate and successful in doing that. I want to tell you about the Friends of Healthy Learners. And if there's a listener out there who would like to join this group, that would be wonderful. The Friends of Healthy Learners is a group that volunteers their time to raise money for healthy learners. It's not like the traditional fundraising. They don't make phone calls. They plan the event. Mm-hmm. They help plan the event and help spread social media if they use social media. It's just things that they would normally do, you know, like and share and that kind of thing. So it's a great group, and there's about 30. They can't all come to the meetings because some people still work. Many are retired educators, but we also have a nurse, and we have social workers, and we have this a real mixed group. Anyway, the Friends of Healthy Learners, we were brainstorming over a year ago, year and a half ago, what could we do? And we brainstormed a lot of different events. And a friend up in North Carolina suggested this because their chamber did it. And so we thought, well, you know, if this is tried and true in one community about our size, mm-hmm. let's go look at it.
Right.
So three of us drove up, spent the night in Lincolnton, North Carolina, and watched their spelling bee. And that was it. We came home and said, hey, this will work. It was fun. It was exciting.
And it's different.
It's different. Yep. And it really connects to healthy learners. That's the other thing that, you know, we talked about smarter than a fifth grader. And that connects to education. But healthy learners in a spelling bee just made sense.
Well, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. You, of course, want to know probably a lot more about what Healthy Learners does. Healthy Learners, they are not all over in every community throughout South Carolina, are they?
They are not. We are very fortunate in Greenwood to have Healthy Learners here. It's in 5 locations, and one of those is 2 counties. That's Richland and Lexington counties combined, or the Columbia site. And they originated the program back in the mid-90s. We were fortunate in that at about 10 years later, they were ready to expand in kind of each direction. And at the same time that they were ready to expand, John Heidel had been the CEO at Providence Hospital, where the program
originated.
And he was then the CEO here at Self Memorial Hospital at that time. And Self Family Foundation was looking for a children's health program, mm-hmm. because that was an indicator that there were needs for children's health, particularly in the early years of school. And so it just kind of all lined up. And we were very fortunate that we were able to get it here. It's also in Georgetown County and Allendale and Dillon. They're the only other counties that have it. But what people don't realize, and I'll digress for a second, is even today in 2016, we look around this beautiful county of ours and how progressive it is, and the great hospital system and the school system and all the industry. There's just so much happening here that we don't always see what the facts are about poverty. 34.7% of the children in grades, well, K kindergarten through 12th, live below the poverty line. And
that's something you don't think would be right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, Greenwood County.
No, there are other counties I might, have more readily believed that. The state average is 27%, and we are 34.7. The national average is 22%. Now, these are statistics that come from Kids Count, so they're credible statistics. So when you hear that, it's all the more reason that we need it here and that we need to support it. It's a very small nonprofit, 2 full-time employees. The program manager is a registered nurse. The child care worker is a social worker. They're strong people. They've been in it since the beginning. So when we come back to this coming to Greenwood, it was 2005. So last year was our 10th year anniversary. So we're fortunate to have it here, and we touch a lot of families.
Now, how do you go about touching a lot of families, though? What exactly does Healthy Learners do?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about a little girl. She was born in Greenwood, but she had congenital cataracts. At age 3, she had surgery at MUSC. But unfortunately, her parents could not provide the follow-up visits that would be in Charleston. So life went on, and when she came into kindergarten, she was referred to Healthy Learners because she had such poor vision. Her parents did not have the resources, which is the case in most cases of the children that we help. She had never been to any follow-up visits, so when we were able to get her eyes fully tested beyond the screening at the schools, she had vision 2400.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You can't learn.
2400. We were able to work with doctors here in Greenwood, work with MUSC, coordinate the care. That's one thing that Healthy Learners does, is we coordinate care, health care, just purely health care, when that's needed in the family situation. And I learned some things. There's a process where glasses are taped, and I didn't see this, but she wore taped glasses, like there's a corner of each glass.
So she could just see out of one little place.
See out of one little place. She did that for a couple of months, and then for 3 months, and then she wore a patch over one glass for a whole year to strengthen the bad eye. And this was all with Healthy Learners taking her, picking up at school, taking her to the appointments.
Because one of the big problems is that quite often parents can't get off work to be able to take these kids to the appointments that they need.
And that's what we do. And the good part of that story is she now has 20/25 vision.
Wow.
So we were just so glad that we were there. Now, that is kind of an unusual situation because not many children have that medical
extreme.
Extreme. But there are kids that need to get to the dentist, have never been. We take them, and then they have a family dentist, and they have someone they can go back to on their own. But if they need the transportation, we are always there to provide the transportation.
And you do that for what age group?
We start in the early childhood center and through high school.
Through high school.
Most are from the early years, but we have definitely worked with children in the high schools, both Greenwood and Emerald, Ware Shoals, and this year we added 96.
That is awesome. Well, listen, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. You stay with us. Hey, if you've got a question or a comment, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We're fast and furious here this afternoon. Got stuff going on in the gallery, got stuff going on in the back. I tell you what, it's exciting, isn't it? Yes.
You're out of breath, Ann.
I'll tell you what, then I got someone else looking in here in the gallery. I keep saying Christmas is 13 weeks away, Becky.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So people are starting to take advantage of layaway for Christmas so they don't have those big after-Christmas bills.
That's a smart thing to do.
Absolutely. So Let's see. We were talking about healthy learners. We were talking about the fact that 34.7% of our children in Greenwood County live in poverty. That's hard to imagine.
It is. And, you know, as I said, you look around our community and it's such a progressive community. The faith community is strong. The educational system is strong. The hospital system is strong. Oh, my gosh. And the businesses are thriving. Industry everywhere. It's hard to believe, but it's true. That is a true fact.
It is. So it is. I think I might take a little bit of issue. I'm not sure everything is thriving as good. I mean, people are struggling probably more, I think, because the economy hasn't recovered. I mean, we still have things much better here than other parts of the country. But we do have, we've lost a lot of businesses in the last year or so, truthfully. I mean, it's hard to believe how many have packed it up.
Well, and when you... That's kind of, let me think how to word this. The children that we serve, Healthy Learners does not have strict guidelines. It's, we serve people who need us. And we serve people that are referred to us by a school nurse. That is how we make the connection. And there could be a family that was dually employed, doing well, and then, like you just described, maybe they lost a family-owned business.
Right.
And or maybe they both worked in different jobs. And, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why all of a sudden a family does not have the resources for dental care, does not have, you know, if they're struggling between putting food on the table versus going to the dentist, well, you're going to put food on the table, or a prescription for asthma or some other. So my point is that Healthy Learners can help that family. The school nurse refers a family or a child to us, we help that child.
And so many times, if I remember some of the stories, Becky, it's the child won't doesn't tell anybody that their teeth hurt, and that's why they won't eat.
That's right. There was the one story I tell about this little girl, and she was actually in the early childhood program, that her teacher noticed that she stopped smiling, stopped eating, and it was the nurse that was able to determine that her mouth hurt really bad. You know, so we were able to get her oral surgery at no cost to the parent because the parent didn't have the resources to do that.
And in some cases, it's just finding, you know, for some of these, they don't know how to go about finding a doctor.
Right.
We don't want, of course, emergency rooms are the place of last resort.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to find a doctor and, like you said, be able to set them up to be able to go back to that doctor once the situation has resolved itself.
That's right, and the coordination of care that we offer, that's what Elaine Copeland does. She's the director of the program. She coordinates the appointments, and this is important. I want to mention this. We have 24 provider partners, dentists, doctors in audiology, pediatricians, eye care, hearing, whatever. I mean, I guess I said that, whatever it might be, whatever the need is, we have partners that give us their office time. They don't charge for the office visit, and they sign agreements with us every year, and it's wonderful what they provide. And that particular little girl that needed oral surgery, that dentist was able to give that to her at no cost to the parents.
So these are the things, and this is why Healthy Learners is such a good program, but it's also an independent program.
It's very independent. We do not have the controls of, you know, state or federal. County or city, not, you know, I hate to say the word controls, but we just help the children that need the help. And working only with the schools makes it real streamlined. We're not the ones that are deciding, does this family really need the help? The schools know, because they know who's on school lunch program, free lunch program, but also if someone isn't, but all of a sudden they're in a situation like I described a few minutes ago, yes,
sure,
we can help them.
That's right. So,
and they love it. The children love it. I have to add that just to put a, you know, to talk about all the good things that we do. But when Alice Valentine comes in the van, it's two women in a van. When she comes in the van, some little kids, do I get to go today? Do I get to go today? Because they just enjoy the attention that she gives them and takes them wherever they need to go, stays with them, and then brings them back to school. And, of course, all the paperwork is signed and given to the nurse who gets it to the parent. So it's a real lean system, and I think that's why it works so well.
And I think that's probably why people are interested in it, because it is a lean program. It doesn't have a staff of 20, and it doesn't pay all these other fees. It pays just, it does what it needs to do for the children. So it's an excellent program. If you haven't heard about it, Healthy Learners, we are going to be having this big spelling bee that is going to be a lot of fun, and it will be fun just to be there, even if you don't know anything about Healthy Learners or don't have any dog in the race. You can still go out and have a good time.
You can, and it's all for the community, because the children that we serve and their families are part of our community. They're part of our school system. And our ultimate goal, of course, is that children are successful in school, whether they're in the first grade or the sixth grade or the 10th grade. You know, that we don't want a lack of health care to be a barrier to school success. We want our children to graduate.
Well, absolutely. And you know, it's the same thing with the backpack program, going home on the weekends, having nutritious food over the weekends.
Yes.
It's the same as the meal programs. There are so many programs, because what they found out is if our children aren't healthy, they can't learn.
That's
and
right.
That becomes a reason to drop out or a reason to fail. So to have these programs here in our community is just huge.
It is.
So what are some of the goals now? With last year you raised $18,000. Mm-hmm. Where do the dollars go?
Well, the dollars go straight to Greenwood. There's because of the five different programs. Mm-hmm. These dollars are earmarked. Of course, it goes to Columbia and all that, but it comes back to us. It's earmarked for the Greenwood program.
Goes to Columbia
In other words, we don't have our own little banking system. We are part of the five programs in the state. But this money comes back to Greenwood, and it's so important because we're expanding. A couple indicators of the expansion. Well, the big one is last year we moved into Ware Shoals. This year we're moving into 96 schools, District 52. There's 1,600 students in District 52, four schools, a primary, then an elementary, middle, and high school. And so that's more on us, and that's fine. We'll do whatever we need to do to make it happen. And if it's beyond what our two full-time people can do, then obviously we'd have to sit down and figure out how do we increase. And I'm not saying we're going to.
No, but I'm asking what the money goes for. Medicine. For
You raised
$18,000. You know you're going to raise over $20,000. What type of things does this buy?
I'm sorry. Okay, it buys eyeglasses. It buys medical expenses beyond what Medicaid can pay. Mm-hmm. If the family does not have Medicaid, then we cover the expense. So it's a lot of pharmaceuticals. When I say pharmaceuticals,
sounds bad.
Funny. It does. Medications is a better word. Prescriptions. How's that?
Right, yes.
Bonafide prescriptions. It takes a chunk of it. And so it's all those expenses.
Sure. And then I suppose there's expenses for the van and insurance and for the two staff
The
that
two
you
full-time
do.
Staff members, right?
Yeah.
I'm just part-time. I work about 15 hours a week.
So these are the things that Healthy Learners does. Now, when you say the money goes down to Columbia, it's not going to the state.
No, I shouldn't have said that. Nothing like that. It's just that we don't have a local
Well, it goes to the system. Healthy Learners, which is part of the hospital program down
well,
there.
No,
are
healthy,
they separate now?
Yeah, no. Well, Healthy Learners, we are a ministry of the Sisters of Charity of St. Augustine.
Okay.
That is the ministry. But we are very isolated in terms of, no, our money doesn't get mixed up with Providence Hospital or the Sisters of Charity. It is Healthy Learners.
Okay.
And what's ear-tagged for Greenwood comes back to our local budget.
Well, it certainly is a good program. The ability to get children and solve problems and to solve problems for parents. You know, I don't know if there's a parent out there that wouldn't want to take their child to a dentist appointment, an eye appointment, or a doctor's appointment. But so many times they cannot get off of work. They
That's
lose
right.
their job if they get off of work or if they leave with their work.
The transportation is a huge factor. And it's not available to anyone outside the school system. I had a mother ask me, I had a woman ask me, I was set up at a health fair last week at a health fair, and someone came and said, well, what about seniors? Can you help transport seniors. I said, no, we don't. We're really just focused on
children.
And, you know, and so nobody else is providing transportation to school children.
So this is huge. And to have your school nurse be able to identify and know what children really need the help, and to have the school nurse be able to find out sometimes what the problem is, like the child that wouldn't eat and wouldn't smile, to be able to have that one-on-one to be able to actually find out the answer.
Right. Well, another case of that, well, there's several, but one boy that the school nurse, he wasn't doing well in school, and he was at the Genesis Center, and the school nursing office is there, Nancy Moore's office is there, and she said, I think this child, young man, might need his vision tested. And I've told this story before, and maybe on the radio, but he was tested, and he did need glasses, and we took him and got his glasses, but you have to wait sometimes. Sometimes you can get them right away.
Sure.
But in his case, they had to be made and delivered to him. And Nancy Moore said that he literally jumped for joy. He was so ecstatic, because he had had glasses, but he'd broken them, and his parents didn't have the resources to get new glasses. It had been 6 years.
Wow.
Since he had lost his glasses. 6 years.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you just can't, I don't know whether he was nearsighted or farsighted, but either one, you can't, not when you're in school, because you've got to look at the board, look at your book. So.
No, and for a lot of us, we can't imagine not being able to provide that.
Right.
I mean, it blows your mind to think that someone could not afford or couldn't find a way to get a pair of glasses. But the other thing is, when children are growing, their eyes, everything is changing.
They change, yes.
That's right. So it makes it even more difficult, because the glasses you buy this year may not. I remember when I first got glasses, I went through several pair before I finally slowed down.
I did too. And I will give a shout out here for the Lions Club, because the Lions Club started a wonderful program in Greenwood County, probably 2 years ago, I think, where they go into all the schools and assess vision.
Yes.
And it's a very simple program. I've watched them in two or three different schools. The children line up, or the high school kids, and it's just a basic assessment. So there's more vision issues surfacing, and in many cases, the parents, you know, they get the message that they need to have their eyes tested, so they go get them tested. But in many cases, the parents can't.
Right.
And the call comes to Healthy Learners. So we have seen a significant increase in vision care, and we're so glad we're there.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, and we are talking with Becky McIntosh. She is, as I said, the Fund Development Coordinator for Healthy Learners. They have an awesome program, and they are going to have an awesome time with a big, big fundraiser on Tuesday night, September 27th. So what makes this one extra special, Becky?
I'm glad that you brought that up, and this year's event is extra special, because it is in memory of George Nolan. I spoke to you earlier in the show about our Friends of Healthy Learners.
Mm-hmm.
George was a friend of Healthy Learners. He was a part of our organization. He met with us once a month when we have our meetings. He cared about Healthy Learners. He was a supporter of Healthy Learners before he was invited to be a friend of Healthy Learners. So so when he was asked, he said yes immediately, because he already knew about the program. And I'll tell you this, how he learned about it. He happened to be in a dentist office one day, and he saw a woman come in with some children that weren't her own, and he kind of wondered what was happening there. And so he asked her, and she told him about Healthy Learners. And he thought, now that makes sense. That just makes sense. You're providing transportation to these kids. And he went home, and he wrote his first check to Healthy Learners. George Nolan was killed in a tragic skiing accident in March. And the Still girls, who are from Greenwood, the Still family and Phyllis and George Nolan, very good friends, work together. And the Still girls have started a new sponsorship. It's called the Legacy Sponsorship, to put this spelling bee in George's memory.
Oh, how nice. That is really nice. That's terrific.
And it thrills me, and is even to talk about it, because it's a very special, unique feature. And it's not just this year. This is going to be in memory of George Nolan next year and the next year.
That is terrific. You know, that is what makes doing this type of work that you do, Becky, so special, doesn't it?
It is. People care, and it's because he cared about the children that he wanted to get involved, and it's because people cared about him. And that's just, yes, it does. It makes everything so worthwhile.
Absolutely. Well, this is such a good program. I hope you're going to think about becoming a friend of Healthy Learners. Now, if somebody wants more information, Becky, how do they, can they give you a call, and will you talk to them about it?
I'd love to hear from some people. My phone number is 993-6501.
993-6501.
And I want to mention, we also have a Gold Premier sponsor this year that was a new sponsorship level that we've not had last year, and it's Ascend Performance Materials. And they stepped up. It's Ascend Cares is the organization that's a part of Ascend Performance Materials, and they are our Gold Premier sponsor this year. And we thank them very much. And Ascend will have three teams, and I understand they're going to be very competitive, so that's exciting. And if I can take a minute to thank our other premier sponsors, once again, Ballantyne Ford Toyota, once again, Lynx at Stony Point, Sunny 103.5, and WCRS, of course, 1450 AM and 98.5 FM. That's exciting. And also Index Journal. Don and Cindy Scott, strong supporters of Healthy Learners, and she is a friend of Healthy Learners. Northland Communications. Those are all of our premier sponsors. In addition, there's a secondary level of sponsorship. Anyone out there that's interested in being a sponsor at any level, Allegra Marketing, Rush Heating and Cooling, and they do the coat drive every year, Coats for Kids, and the Rental Center. Then we also have some patron donors, Duke Energy, Greenwood Flat Glass, Innovative Business Partners, June and Keith Elmblad, and Park Sterling Bank. Now, this means a lot to us because these are organizations that know about us, they know what we do, they believe in what we do, and we can't express enough how much we appreciate their support.
Absolutely. Makes a big difference when you're able to have good support from the community and then be able to put on an event that just brings that much more fun to it. I think it's a win-win situation whenever an entity can put together something that's fun and also raises dollars. And I must say, over the last few years, things have really stepped up their game in doing some of these things, from empty bowls Greenwood Has Talent, the dancing.
Oh, Dancing with the stars.
Yes.
Well, this weekend, or is it next weekend, there's two music events, one for Beyond Abuse, and one the Genetics Center. I mean, if anyone is bored in Greenwood, they don't know what's going on.
That's right.
Because there is so much happening. It's really wonderful.
It is. And that's why people have to tune in to 98.5 and 1450, because I'm always talking about the things going on right here in Greenwood. It's tough to keep up with all the events.
There is so much happening. Yes.
It is.
I also want to have time to say a quick thank you to our restaurant donors, because, you know, in an event like this, it is not where the winning team wins $1,000.
Right.
No. The winning team wins a traveling trophy, which Our Lady of Lourdes has to give up next week. Unless they win again. Oh,
right.
My gosh, they might. So the winning team gets the traveling trophy, and they also get autographed hats, autographed by Ben Martin, golf hats.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So he's everybody knows about Ben Martin and his wonderful golf accomplishments. But we also give the first place team, second place, and third place. There's four adults in each team. We give them a gift certificate to a restaurant, which we don't purchase, which are donated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, shows
that's
how Greenwood steps up. Montague's, Nagoya Japanese Steakhouse, Bermuda's, Capri's, Migs, O'Charlie's, Outback, Red Lobster, Sports Break, Millhouse, T.W. Boone's, and Yuchi Japanese and Korean Restaurant. All those are giving. And that's all the winners win. I mean, it's. I mean, not that that's all. That's wonderful.
Oh, my God. They win the honor of being the best spellers in the community. Becky, come on.
That's right.
That's huge.
So thank you to the restaurant donors. We really appreciate your supporting healthy learners.
Absolutely. You know, you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Becky, as always, it is so nice to sit down and find out more how Healthy Learners keeps growing and growing. You've expanded from the first with Greenwood School District here, and now you're Ware Shoals and into 96. That really is a testament to something that is really good for our community.
Well, it is, and I'm so happy to be associated with it. You know, when I retired from Piedmont Tech, I loved working at Piedmont Tech. I worked there for 31 years. When I retired, I thought, I want to do something, but I had no idea what. I had no idea. And then I learned about Healthy Learners.
And then you learned about Healthy Learners.
Yes, I did. Exactly. I know that sounds funny, but I did. And I thought, oh, that makes so much sense.
Absolutely.
And I got involved with Healthy Learners. And I love it as much as I loved and still love Piedmont Tech.
So if you've got questions, give Becky a call, 993-6501. That's 993-6501. The spelling bee is a week from tomorrow, the 27th of September. Be prepared to go and have a good time. And if you don't get in on a team for this year, think about one for next year. It could be a big blast and a big help to the children of Greenwood County.
Thank you, Anne. I really appreciate your support.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.